Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And thank you for joining us today. We have this show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality.
And guess what, everyone? We are on two times a week. We have changed our days. We are on Tuesdays from 7 to 8 and Fridays from 1 to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And you can, if you have any questions or feedback or insight or inspirational words you'd like to share with us or topics that you would like for us to address, please connect with Marie or myself on divinegoddessradio@gmail.com, or better yet, go to our Facebook page, like us, and be a part of our community. And every month, you will have the opportunity of possibly getting chosen for a half-hour reading from the both of us. So, and also if you'd like to be an investor or you would like to do business with us, we are opening that up and we have different business opportunities. Connect with us again at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. You can call Marie at 651-303-0555 or Beth at 651-931-4136. Oh, my Lord. I know hers and I don't even know my own. So welcome, everybody, to Friday. Thank God it's Friday. TGIF.
Yes. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hope you're having a fabulous week. We both are.
Yeah.
Energies are really good.
Yeah.
We're in a really good energy right now, but just keep in mind that Mercury retrograde is coming in February, but this whole week has been a very calm, good energy week.
Great.
Yeah. It's been really good.
Wasn't there a retrograde of some sort, the 20th, that started the 20th? What started the 20th? Something started the 20th.
I believe it was Venus.
Is that a retro?
Yeah, Venus went into retro.
Again, folks, that's not my specialty area. It's not the planet.
Every planet goes
I go to the planets. I just don't know anything about
them. Planets will go into retrograde. All planets will. So.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but this is a really good week energy, a really good energy week. So things have been flowing well. Things have been manifesting well.
Yeah.
We did our shows on journaling and vision boards, so hopefully you guys have listened and you've started creating your own to help you manifest what you need for this year.
Exactly. So we're here. It's Phone In Friday, so remember you can ask a question or give an inspirational comment. So,
mm-hmm. And then the number to call in is 347-327-9360. And let's jump in with our first caller. Hi, who are you speaking with and where are you calling from?
Who are you speaking with?
I mean, who are we speaking with?
Who are you speaking with? Hello?
Hello?
Okay.
Hi, who's on the line with us?
They're not on.
Oh, maybe they're on mute. Okay, we'll go to the next caller. Hi.
Hi.
Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
You are speaking with Helen.
Hi, Helen.
How are you doing, Helen?
I'm doing great. I was wondering if you could give me a reading around career.
Career. Just out of curiosity, Helen, where are you from?
New York.
New York. We just want to see who we're all, you know, who's all reaching us. New York, Helen, career.
Sure.
Do you do anything with advertising?
I was just going to say that.
No, I don't.
Okay. Because I'm hearing advertising really strongly with you.
Are you wanting to do something, a business for yourself, and that's why you're supposed to be doing advertising, because that's really strong around you? Or do you have the ability? Are you in advertising?
No, I'm not in advertising. I'm not in marketing, anything like that.
Well, that's really interesting.
Yeah,
I'm trying to tune in.
So
with,
strong.
It's very strong with advertising. So what do they need to? Is there a now this is me going a little more deep into it. Is there a specific field that you're wanting to get into? And this could be why they're saying advertising, so that you're talking about it so people know that that's the interest that you have.
No. I'm in a field that I like, which is in internet services, and I'm just looking for a new company.
Oh, okay. So there you go. There you go. That's why we're picking up on advertising.
Yeah.
We're picking up on advertising.
Because when you're in a service business, you do have to advertise in order to get your name out there. and there it's coming across really strong. Are you promoting yourself at all?
Well, I mean, I'm sending out resumes right now.
Okay. Oh, so you're looking for more of an office job versus your own.
Correct.
And what you're doing right now. I still keep hearing
right.
You're supposed to do. It might be you're going to be doing similar work, but you can either continue with the agency or the place that you're with now or go elsewhere, but you're to stay with that line of work because there's going to be doors that are going to be opening for you with that. So think about everything that you can do with Internet and advertising. And it might be to you going, you know, I just don't have a desire to advertise. It's not the line of work that I want to do. And it might be to where you might be more of an introvert, and there's a reason that they're having you, they're just really adamant on, because it's bringing you out of your box. So I don't know if you have yourself in a box. It's not for me to interpret. It's just for me to give you the information that I'm getting. But it's about building your confidence.
Yeah,
it's really about building your confidence when you really put yourself out there with people. So I get why they're saying you don't even realize on our end how huge the advertising energy is coming across right now with you. So they're very adamant that that is the path that you're supposed to be doing. But just remember, you can do it in so many different ways, so many different ways.
Mm-hmm. I'm hearing consultancy with you, too. Have you ever considered being a consultant?
Yeah,
like
I have in the past.
On the sign?
Something that I enjoy.
Well, see, there you go. There you go. So that would be something, there's an area for you to focus on that more. And it's bringing you out of your box because it's all about expanding. You're not quite there yet. Not quite there. So that would be the work that you would be doing.
Yeah, I would consider advertising your services as a consultant along with, you know, sending your resumes, but also, you know, consider putting that piece out there because that, it is coming through strong for both of us.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank
you, Helen.
Have a great weekend.
Yes. Okay. Bye-bye.
Too.
Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. Come on. Computer's being slow today. All right. So 347-327-9360. If you have a question or comment, please call in. We'd love to see what our guides are picking up for you.
Yes. Okay, so let's talk about how great of a week we have.
I have been, manifestation has been intense. I mean, fast this week. It's just...
It has.
You know, and I am throwing out the grateful vibes left and right. It's just, I'm not, you know, I think when you put it out there and you let it go, it comes in so fast. And then if you don't let yourself feel like somebody's whacking you on your forehead, like bam, bam, bam. And you just accept it very gracefully and with a lot of gratefulness, it just keeps coming.
It's amazing.
Really great.
You know, it's all about having, clarity, you guys, or clearness. There's a difference between clarity and clearness.
Yeah.
In my mind's eye, I think they're two different things. But being clear on what it is that you want and then setting those intentions and putting your attention on those intentions and just focusing on them. And you can shift literally that fast, you guys. You can be down in the dumps 1 second. And if you choose, because all it is a matter of shifting that thought process, you can shift into something really great. So you can do it. Trust me. My last week wasn't the greatest week, and, man, it's like completely the polar opposite. So it's like fantastic.
Yeah, it's been great.
Yeah, it's been.
All right, let's put another caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
No.
Hello?
This is not...
I think we lost you.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. You want to try and call back, last caller.
And so you can manifestation this week. Oh, there's a lot of people who are sitting here saying, what is going on with time? There's a lot of time warps going on, too, you guys. A lot of time warps going on.
Time warps.
That's
Holy
been the thing.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. And a time warp basically is, you know, you may feel like you've been experiencing something for an hour, and it's really only been 3 minutes, and you can't figure out, okay, what just happened here? That's a time warp.
Three minutes, my God. What I've accomplished in a minute where I'm going, what is going on here? Mm-hmm. And then I'm going, oh, my God, we're in a time warp. And then I was on Facebook yesterday. People were sitting here. the person we're doing a party with this weekend said something about time, and somebody responded, I'm going, they said time warp also, so that was my validation. So it's like, oh, we're in a time warp. Hysterical.
All right, let's put the caller back on. Hi, who are we speaking with? Where are you calling from?
Hello, ladies. This is Michelle calling from Colorado.
Hello,
hi, Michelle.
Do you have a question or a comment?
Yes, I actually do have a question. I'm hoping you guys can see for me. I have a friend whose cousin is actually saying that she wants me to start to babysit for her. And I said that I would do so. You know, I don't mind at all. But it's my aunt that's actually like, I don't know if you should do that or not. And so I'm wondering, can you see if it actually, you know, pans out? Because I don't mind, you know, babysitting for her. But, you know, my family's kind of like, no, don't.
I can see there's a little bit, the energy that I'm getting from this person is kind of it's a lower energy, and I'm hearing the word use, so just be careful.
Okay.
Are you planning on her paying you for your services, or is she expecting you to do it for free?
No, she would have to definitely pay me.
So then what you would do, if you choose to go with it, then you set it up from the very beginning of the month. You don't let her pay you at the end of the month. It's the beginning of the month.
Yeah.
So each month she could save it up.
She'd have to pay me every week.
Or every week.
You know,
every week, yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
also put it in writing.
Like, it actually working out, because she needs someone is really why, you know, I said that I would. And even though my family, they're more like, you know, don't even be bothered. But to me, I could do it for her. You know, if it's something that could pan out, you know, for both of us. But
exactly,
if it really is something that I shouldn't do, then, you know, I don't want to even become involved with her at all.
I'm hearing make sure you put up very clear boundaries and have everything in writing, what you will do and what you will not do, what your rate of pay will be, how many hours, that kind of thing.
Okay.
And then you just let her know, you know, if this starts happening, remember it's about the child, it's not about her, but, you know, you're getting paid for what it is that you're doing. And so you let her know that. And it might be to where your family is sensing because of her past history, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, everybody can change if given the opportunity. Mm-hmm. If given the opportunity.
That's what I feel. You know,
it feels very positive. It might be you're the one who's going to catapult her to making better choices.
Okay.
And it's going to be that connection
with the child. Yeah, because that's my concern, too, is that, you know, I don't want her just having no one to watch her child and not someone of quality, because she can't really afford, you know, to have someone of quality. But because I'm here with my son, because I'm his learning coach for his school, I'm already here. So that's kind of where I'm feeling like, you know, it could definitely be me. I'm not going to let her, you know, out and out cause any issues, but if she really wouldn't, you know, I want to kind of give her that shot to be able to make this work.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. You know, and the thing is, you can, depends on how well and how comfortable you are connected to her. This is exactly what you could say, you know, the past is the past and these are new beginnings, and we can all start off with a fresh start. So I don't know if you have a history with her, but that could be something that inspires her, that somebody has given her an opportunity.
Okay. Yeah, I don't, my cousin kind of does, like they're friends, you know, but she knows her better, but I don't really know her that well. And that's why she's like, yeah, don't even get involved. But to me, I'm like, if I can do it, I will. But I don't want a lot of drama. Like, I'm trying to get all the drama out of my situation. And so that's why I'm like, I don't want to invite her in and then, you know, let the drama. But I also feel like at least, you know, if I could give her a chance.
As long as you set it up and you walk your talk, I don't think, it doesn't feel like you'll have a problem, but you're going to be a very significant part for that child, just so you know. So whatever that is, however you're going to have contact with them, whatever you're supposed to do, but the next part of your journey is with that child too. So whatever you have to do to get her, sit down and talk with her, but boundaries, I guess that is what it comes down to.
I'm very strongly hearing boundaries.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You'll be fine as long as you set them, like Beth said, as long as you set your boundaries and follow through, it'll be the best for both of you. And it'll help her evolve.
And you know, when I say by following through, you know, people can become your your mm-hmm. convenient friend, and then we kind of let our guard down, and then that's when they'll go and do stuff. No matter what, you're going to
yeah.
keep those very, they're going to be boundaries that you're going to go, you know, hey, we can get friendly, but this is still, this. I'm getting paid for what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to sit here, and then you let her know, and you can either say it out loud or whatever, saying, but it would be drama-free. What's going on in your personal life isn't coming in here. And you'd be amazed at how people will honor that. And you might have to remind her. But that's part of, you can help her switch her. You can help her with transitioning into a different way of being. Because if other people are, like, burnt out and she's burnt bridges, they're not going to know that.
Yeah.
But we all have the opportunity of starting over.
Okay.
Well, good luck
yeah,
to you.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you guys so much. Happy
well,
2014.
Have a fabulous weekend.
Love
yeah.
the show.
Bye-bye.
And please let me stay on and listen. I want to still listen.
Okay. Yeah, I'll just put you back on hold, okay, so you can listen.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So if you have a question or comment, call in 347-327-9360. And remember, you know, if you are listening in and someone calls in with a question, you never know if that message for them might be something you need to hear. So, you know, you just never know.
We're never going to give anything that would be detrimental to anybody, you guys. If it's something that really was to where it didn't need to be on the air, I would, Marie and I can exercise, you know, good judgment.
Yeah.
We would have them probably call us separately so we could do it off of the air. But, there, you know, we ask for specific things. So just so you know. And this is something I guarantee anybody who's listening to this, it's going to ring a bell with you.
Mm-hmm.
It rings bells with me, too. Mm-hmm. So I'm going, geez, I needed to hear that message also. So
mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid to call in. We're not asking for other than your first name.
Well, interesting, too, because what, you know, the situation that Michelle brought up with boundaries,
yep.
I was just talking with someone today about professions and people. How, you know, you might be in a certain profession where you're self-employed
mm-hmm.
and people don't look at you as they would a profession where you go to an office.
Exactly.
And then they try to take advantage of that and see what they can get and push your boundaries.
Yep.
But to have those boundaries around you, because you know what? We are professionals,
yeah.
even when we're self-employed, and we would like people to respect that. And you know, say, hey, you have these talents, you have this and that, but we don't just sit here and do it, you know, give away everything for free. We have our boundaries, too.
Yep.
We have a worth.
Yep.
So, you know, that's how, even when a caller calls in and we're doing a reading for them, it's still, even we can pick up on something. And it was like the theme from this morning, so that was interesting.
And I think people get a little cautious, a little nervous, thinking that we're going to sit here and tell them something bad. We're not going to tell you something
no.
bad because I have a plan. I'm never going to tell anybody when they're going to cross because it isn't for me to sit here and say that because miracles happen all the time. And that's just not – that's one of the things I have never done ever since I was a child. I will not do it because
mm-hmm.
I really – that's you between you and whoever it is that you believe in. And but other than that, we're not going to say anything that's going to humiliate you
right.
or embarrass you. But the universe does see everything that you're doing. And we will bring it across in the most respectful way. So if you just are tuning into us for the first time, just so you know, you can go listen to past archives.
Mm-hmm.
So it's done with love, and it's a safe and protected environment that we do it in. And that's why we only do one question,
mm-hmm.
one question.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be afraid to call in if you have a question or if you're wanting some validation or
right.
clarity on something.
Yep. All right. Well, let's go to our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Sherry. I'm calling from Iowa.
Hello, Sherry from Iowa.
Hello, how are you, ladies?
Very good. Do you have a question or a comment?
Well, I have a question. It's actually my husband seems to be struggling severely this last week, and he's saying he's having a real tough day today. Is there energy that's affecting him right now? Can you maybe can you tune into that?
Like, how's he struggling?
Mentally, he said, just struggling, like mood. He said he just can't put his finger on it. And, you know, I give him, you know, tips about calling in angels, surrounding himself with white
yeah.
light. And he said if he did that, he'd be doing it all day long, you know. And so today when I called him to see how he felt when he woke up, and you can just hear it in his voice. And so I don't know, do you have any tools or tune in to see maybe something where I can direct him?
What's the voice saying to him? What's the voice saying to him? Is it positive or negative?
He says it's just, I'm saying more negative. It's negative. I could just hear it in his voice. He says, just a tough day. He said, I didn't get out of bed till 10:30, and I don't know. He said, I'm just really having a tough day.
Does he have a history of depression at all?
I think, yeah, he does.
Yeah, because that's what I'm picking up, but it's not severe. It's something that he can, you know, that can manage. But, yeah, what I'm hearing is shift the thought pattern. Basically, it's like, you know, if you're standing on your heel and all of a sudden you twist around and you shift, that is what, if he can shift and learn how to shift that, it'll bring his thought patterns into a more positive light.
And what Marie means by this, speaking for a bit, this is how I'm sitting here and interpreting it as, like, if he's feeling that there's this negative voice going over and over in his head, instead of allowing it to continue to go over and over in his head repeatedly, that he'll shift it and put in a positive affirmation. He can do it as simply as saying, I am love. I am love. Because I am is the I am presence. That's the God presence. And whoever God is to you. So that can help with the shifting. I am love. I am love. He can say it out loud. He can say it in his head. But he would repeatedly say it until whatever's attached to him, and there's some attachments to him, and it's coming in on the right-hand side, they will dissipate because he's standing in who it is that he truly is. But he might have to repeat it over and over and over. And I've had to do that when I've had some really icky, mucky, yucky stuff come after me. So I'm speaking of a tool that I myself have to use or have had to use. So I am love, I am love, I am love. And that right now is all he needs to do is I am love, because he doesn't feel that he's worthy of love. And this month, all of this coming in right now is all about self-love stuff. So there's old aspects
and the right
plus other stuff that's latched onto him. He doesn't know this. He doesn't know this, but you don't want to tell him this, but Sherry, you've called in before, haven't you?
I might have called in to you guys.
But the thing is, and the only reason I'm saying that, because the voice sounds familiar, I have no idea what question you would have asked, but the only reason I'm saying that, I think I can say this to you, he's a portal. There's a bunch of disincarnated spirits to him. Again, you don't want to say that to him because I don't know if he'd handle it, but you know him better than I do.
Nah, I wouldn't.
Tell him to tell them just to go into the light. He's taking on other people's stuff. He doesn't realize it. It's not his stuff. And then to continue saying, I am love, I am love. He will be amazed at how fast he shifts. But all they want is they need to be guided into the light. They don't know that that's where they need to go because they don't think they're worthy of going into the light. No matter what they've done, no matter what anybody does, we all came from love and they're going back into love.
And I'm also hearing that he should repeat over and over to himself, I love myself. I love myself. Yeah. And in addition to I am love, I love myself. Because that will help get his self-esteem a little bit higher as well, and then help him shift.
Yeah, I think I totally agree with the guys on this, because he had a kind of a rough childhood, and he did bring that up last night. He said, it's been like this since I've been a kid. This is how my mind thinks. And I said, yeah, but you can shift that.
Yes.
Yep.
You can
yep.
shift out of that.
You know, when you grow up in drama and chaos, you don't know anything different.
Yep.
You don't know that there's other healthier ways out there. You think is going, is this it? But you don't have a clue what it looks like if nobody's ever brought it to you. You know what I'm saying? So if you can give him
right.
that simple little tool, easy to do. So
and being on the right-hand side, is that
yep.
male energy? That's
yes, it
yeah.
is. Yes, it is. But you know what? A lot of it has to do with, here's the thing is, he has some disincarnated spirits with him that are not his, but all he has to do is simple, tell them to go into the light. So he'll feel it. He very much feels. He's very much of a feeler, and that overwhelms him.
Yeah,
and he's
yeah.
been gifted ever since he was a child. And so to help them
right.
go over, and then he has old stuff that needs to leave. Our old stuff leaves our right side of our body, and the new stuff comes in on the left side.
Okay, so maybe
so
that's just
two different things that are going
right.
on, and it's becoming discombobulated.
Okay.
But it's
all right, good. I'll
really
have them do
that
those.
Yep.
Okay.
And you can help them with
well,
that.
Well, I
yep.
sure.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yes. You're light enough
yeah,
to do what you're do it. You can do it.
Sounds good. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
You too, ladies. Namaste.
Thank you. Namaste. Bye-bye. Okay, let's get on to our next caller. Hello, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hello, ladies. This is Lisa. I'm calling from Boston.
Hi, Lisa.
Lisa from Boston. How you doing?
I'm well. How are you guys doing?
Very good.
Thank you.
Do you have a question?
Good. Yes, my question is in regards to romance. Do you see romance for me in 2014?
Yes, I do. I do.
Yeah,
I do.
I see the heart. The heart. A big throbbing pink heart. That's
mm-hmm.
what I'm seeing.
And you know what? It's in your heart chakra, but it's also in your solar plexus, which is, do you know your chakra systems?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so it's radiating from your soul. A lot of this has to do with because you've learned how to finally love yourself and accept yourself. So
Amen.
Very
yes.
good for you, Lisa. So now
yes.
you're on the final journey, the final frontier. Your man's
is there
coming.
Anything,
yes.
Is there anything I should know going forward or
nope,
any guidance?
Keep doing what you're doing. You are on the right path.
Yep.
Oh, that's so good.
He will be there. He will be there. I know you want him now. He is coming. He is
yeah.
a coming for you. It's
wow.
going to be worth the wait.
Do you have a vision board, Lisa?
You know, I have all the stuff for a vision board, but have I sat down to do it yet? No.
There you go.
I'm be honest
you
with
go.
You.
There you go. Yeah,
well,
because it just helps you visualize what it is that you want so you can bring it in. So, you know, if you want to make, I have a man vision board, you can make a man
Ooh.
Vision board, too, and what you want in a relationship, and
okay.
that's a great way to manifest.
Exactly. Now, in a relationship or in a man, because I'm hearing two things. I'm hearing, you know, from others that, you know, don't be too specific in the type of man that you want. But then I hear, be specific. You have to know exactly what type of man that you want. So I'm a little confused. Okay.
No, be specific.
I'll tell you what I have on my board. I have actual pictures of men
mm-hmm.
that I want a man similar to. And then I
okay.
have a list of what I want in a man and in a relationship.
Okay. Okay.
Yep.
Like
and I'm
that.
Very specific. And that list sometimes, you know, every once in a while just keeps growing and growing.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Don't be afraid to
that,
be specific.
You know, because I hear that, well, you're too, you need to shorten
no.
your list.
No. Seriously, Lisa, all the work that you've done, you just want any Tom, Dick, and Harry to come in? Are you serious? You don't want somebody who is your equal partner,
mm-hmm.
who's
exactly.
as enlightened? If not, you want somebody who's equally as enlightened as you?
Exactly.
It wouldn't even hurt if he was a little bit more than you so he could set some bars for you so you
Thank
could drive all there. So
Thank
it's like,
you.
No.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So
exactly.
don't let other
so
people
when I
bring
hear that,
back
I'm like,
down.
Really? I'm like, really?
Yep.
You think I should lower? Well, you know, it's too high. And I'm like, you mean respect,
no.
dignity, monogamous? That's too high?
Yep. Yep. No. Uh-uh.
And you know intuitively when you get an answer, you know, if you hear something that doesn't ring true with you,
yes.
you follow your
yeah.
intuition.
Yes. And I do,
yep.
yes, I'm starting to do that. Because I was speaking with someone who's who's an intuitive, and I was having a little bit of an issue at work with the men because I work overnight, and I'm the only female there. And, you know, I have, you know, I'm not judging her in the information which she had given me. I mean, I can take it or leave it. But what she told me was that the individual to whom I was having a problem with is a man, and he's married. And what she told me was that he wants to be treated like a man, that I needed to treat him like a man.
Hmm.
And what popped in my mind was, well, first of all, he's married. He's got a woman. I don't need to treat him like a man.
Yep.
I don't need to go there. Exactly. I don't need to go there. Yeah, right.
Nope, you're on the right page, and don't let anybody sit here and sidetrack you.
Exactly, because I know it. When I hear it, it's just it, when I hear it, that little voice that says, "No, that's really her issue. That's not your issue. That's her issue." You know that he's a married man. Now, if you start treating him like a man, you think you got issues with him now?
Right.
Start doing that.
Yep.
You know, so,
the man is coming, so stay strong and keep putting out there what it is that you want and see him, image of him, that, you know, and he's going to come in looking like that and better.
Oof. Oh, my goodness.
So the more you can imagine it and you can see it before you, Lisa, the quicker he'll be there.
That's true. Because actually I'm dreaming of him. I'm dreaming of him. And I know that he is tall. He is tall and affectionate.
Yes.
Affectionate. And just, oh, when he pulls me close to him, because I dream of him, when he pulls me close, now I can't see his face. His face is all light.
Yes.
But when he pulls me to him, oh, my gosh. I mean, talking about love.
There you go. There you go.
Yes.
Well, good luck for you. Good luck to
Thank
you.
Keep
it up.
Thank
You're welcome.
You, lady.
Welcome.
Many,
Have
many blessings.
Bye-bye.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right. Next caller. Hi. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
I'm just listening to the show.
Hello. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
I'm just listening to the show. That's all.
Oh, you're just listening. Okay, all right, I'll put you back on hold. Okay. All right, if you'd like to call in with a question or a comment, 347-327-9360. And one thing I wanted to mention, I know that people get reading, you know, people get readings from different people, and we will never ever say anything against someone who gives you a reading, but follow your gut when you get your reading, because if it doesn't ring true, you know, then that's your own intuition. That's your higher self going, no, I don't think that's appropriate for me, and it doesn't ring true. So always remember to, you know, remember to listen to your own intuition
as
well.
Exactly.
Because I've had readings myself where I've had readings and I'm sitting there going, that doesn't sound like me, and that doesn't sound like something that's ringing true for me. So, you know, I take the information and then I analyze it afterwards, but if it doesn't ring true to me, then I know that either they were picking up on somebody else or maybe they were picking up on an issue related to them, or they might be going through something, because remember, we're all human. So,
and you know the thing is, some people sit here and there are readers out there, because I've been to them, who have a hard time of deciphering ego from the divine guidance, you know, light. And that doesn't mean they're bad, but we never know where everybody's at, what they're reading. If they just started, you could have been the first one they read.
Right.
You know, or they're choosing, whatever. But you have to remember, we get the information, we interpret it the best way we can, the best way that we can interpret it.
Right. Yeah.
I guarantee if I spoke the way my guides wanted me to, people think I talk over their head already. It's just like, are you kidding me? I'm trying to say it so in terms that people can sit here as a human and wrap it around their brains. Because I already have people going, I have absolutely no idea what you just said. But, you know, anyways, it is what it is.
Well, and every, you know, reader is different on how they get their information.
Yep.
Some people get them, you know, as pictures. Some will get it like a movie.
Yep.
Some will get it in a different language, and then they have to try to interpret it.
Mm-hmm.
I get it as words.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, when something pops in my head, I know that's my guides coming in,
mm-hmm.
and I'll say the words. They may not make sense to me,
mm-hmm.
but when I say the words, then you can see the reaction, and so it means something.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, if it comes in a word or two, then I have to ask, okay, what does that mean? Can you expand on it a little bit? So everybody gets their information in
different ways. Yep.
Yeah. So again, 347-327-9360. If you want to go ahead and put a question in the chat room too, you're more than welcome to do that. We'll read your question on air and see what's going. I'll throw out some advertisement for this weekend in the Minnesota Minneapolis area. I'm going to be at an expo on Sunday from 10 to 5 in White Bear Lake. And the information is on our Facebook page. So if you want to come down and meet me and get a reading, or I'm be selling some merchandise, I'd love to see you.
Oh, exactly. And then we also, Marie and I also do parties that we do readings. I also do energy work. And we do divine, we do goddess parties also. So,
and we're actually doing one tomorrow.
Yeah, we're doing one tomorrow also. And those are really fun, and it's bringing in the divine feminine energy in. So that is a blast because every party that I've ever done, I've been doing it for many years. And this is going to be our first one that Marie and I are actually doing together. So it'll be really interesting to see how it all plays out. Because the ones I'm used to doing, I know it's not going to be the way it's going to be happening this weekend. but anyways, so we do that, and it would be really interesting because it's amazing what Skype can do too. Mm-hmm. So if you're wanting to have individual sessions, group sessions, or corporate sessions, you can also give us a call. Or if you're just wanting one of us individually, we also do our services individually also. So that's an advertisement also there.
Yeah.
I was really good at saying that, and I have forgotten to say that during our, you know, when we first start. So it's getting back into the swing of that again.
Yeah. So while we're waiting for callers, do you have anything else you want to chat about?
I'm sitting here trying to think what else did I want to bring up today. There was something. Other than the energies are fabulous, this is a time to really be clear on what it is, what you want to manifest. Oh, I know what some people are going. There's also individuals out there. I just had a specific client this week who said, Beth, I'm just irritable and frustrated, and I don't know why. Again, you don't have to read it. You don't have to get into it. Just let it come up. Breathe it through. Breathe in through your nose. Exhale through your mouth. And believe it or not, it's just energy that's coming up. And let it go. But if you put your ego into it, it's going to stay a lot longer, and it can become something it doesn't need to be. Mm-hmm. Trust me, been there, done it. It doesn't have to be a long, drawn-out process like how I have made it.
Yeah, and if you, you know, if you're going through something right now where something from your past keeps coming up and you keep wondering why,
mm-hmm.
it needs to be released and done with. So let it come up and let it go and
mm-hmm.
just be done with it.
Mm-hmm.
It because that's the past now, and we are going to be moving forward.
Oh, and also there are people who are saying that their dreams are becoming a lot more vivid, and people who have never been able to sit here and interpret their dreams, where they're going, but Beth, I feel it was a past lifetime. I'm going, if you're seeing a past lifetime, there's a certain way that you can tell. I'm not going to put it in there because then I don't want you to have that expectation, but you can tell when it's a past lifetime.
Oh, I want to know.
Well, maybe I won't. But
generally,
anyways,
just do a general.
Well, generally, you're going to know there's going to be, it looks like you can see that it's coming from you. So you can either see a cord, you can either see a light that is coming from you, and it's just this pulling on you. And so it could be presenting to you that it's a past lifetime. And what it is, when you're seeing that, when you're seeing that in a dream state or even when you're awake,
mm-hmm.
you're going through a similar situation that you went through in that lifetime. Do not ignore it.
Oh, okay.
So some of that is coming up right now, too. So that's
okay.
coming up, too. But you know it. It's not just somebody there to where you're looking at them. And I'm only going off of my experiences and the experiences that I have seen when I see other people also. But when there's an attachment or to where you see something coming from you to that person, whether it's male, female, child, adult, whatever, and you're seeing either a cord and attachment or like white light that's coming from it, that's a past lifetime, and that's a good indicator you're going through a similar circumstance that you did not resolve, and although there's a present moment that's being presented to you at this time to be able to sit here and let go of that same lesson, that experience, so you don't have to get into the long, drawn-out process that it might have been in that lifetime.
Oh.
Does not mean you have to know, and I know past lifetimes are fascinating, they are, but you guys are past lifetimes.
Yeah,
they're
right.
Not current anymore.
Right.
You just want to see, okay, what's the similarities, what do I need to do to move past it so it can, you know, be put to rest now.
Oh, that's fascinating.
And it will be the first thought that comes to mind, or it might be a conversation that people are hearing. Remember, threes.
Mm-hmm.
If you see that, it's like, there's your answer, and it can be something really, really simple.
Oh, cool. Well,
really, really
that.
Simple.
That was,
yeah.
That's something I didn't know.
Yeah.
Right. So, well, let's grab our caller.
All righty.
Hello. Who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
My name is Karen. I'm calling from Colorado.
Hi,
Karen.
Karen
from Colorado. How you doing?
Hi. Oh, I'm doing fantastic. Happy Friday.
Well, thank you.
Happy Friday. Do you have a question or a comment?
I actually do. I have committed myself this year to learning how to understand a goddess tarot card set that I have. But my question to you is, 2 days in a row, I have pulled Actually, I'm working from the Goddess Guidance Oracle cards. I have pulled Artemis, the guardian, to let me know that myself and loved ones are safe. Are you feeling anything? Do I need to be worried?
No.
No.
Okay.
They're just saying they're watching over there, that you're guided, because a lot of people are feeling very alone right now, but you're not alone. You're
right.
Never alone. And so they're just saying we're watching over you and you're protected to do whatever your endeavors that you came here to do. So now is the time to do it.
Okay.
And however you're going to do it. However, but whatever way you're going to do it, you and your family are safe to do it. So.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's on all levels.
On all levels. That's
on
what I want to hear.
Mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, mm-hmm. etherically, you are safe and protected.
Yep.
As long as
okay.
you choose to stay of the light, just so you know, as long as you choose to be of the light, you have all the support that you want. And need.
Yep.
But
no worries.
The last time I pulled cards like this, there was yet another bombing incident in Colorado with one of my kids. So that's what made me a little nervous. So.
Mm-hmm. Nope, I'm not feeling that
I'm
whatsoever.
I'm not feeling anything negative.
Nope. And maybe this was a card you needed to hear, because there's a part of you going, oh, God. Because when you go through that experience, oh, my God, is it going to happen again? So this is their way of saying, no, all is well. And you don't have to be
okay.
in that constant, oh, my God, is it going to happen again? Because there's a lot going on in Colorado. There's a lot going on in the world right now, you know?
Yeah, there is.
But if you live in that
fear,
don't
want to.
Yeah.
Well, I don't. I don't want to, and I don't want to put my kids in that fear. I just wanted to make sure if you guys were feeling anything, thank you so much.
Everything feels good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, and we'll grab our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Suzanne, Long Island.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hello.
Hello, and I was wondering what you see with my love life.
Love in the air. Do you have somebody currently in your life right now that you're interested in or are involved in?
Well, one person likes me, but he's younger than me. Then I liked another person. I don't know if they like me. And I'm going on a few dates, blind dates. One blind date tomorrow.
Okay. Are you working on yourself or some issues that you're trying to get past, or kind of help working on yourself spiritually?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're saying that. Continue that work, because that's going to be very important in helping pull that person towards you, because you want to make sure that the person that you bring into your life is not going to be a lower energy that you, so that there's no drama, there's no, you want that relationship to be healthy.
No drama, no chaos. You want
it
to be drama, chaos. So here's what I'm hearing is right now this is all good practice for you. So be okay with it being practice for you right now, so you can continue working on your own self. By summertime, you're going to see it switch to something that you want it to be. But right now, this is just getting you into that. You're allowing somebody to come into your life. But now be specific on who it is you want. Like, what do you want the characteristics, the qualities to be? I mean, you don't have to get in. You can even get specific on what you want him to look like if you want. But what?
So I'm just going to be dating, but then I'm going to meet somebody serious in the summer, or am I going to meet somebody now and get serious in the summer?
Right now I'm hearing it will be more serious in the summer, because you have some work you need to do on yourself first.
Yes.
You mean, I don't understand. The person, like this, am I going to meet somebody now, or how I've seen it get serious in the summer?
You're meeting people now, but it's to help you open up until you meet that person that's going to be for you in the summer. But while you're doing that, you also have to keep working on yourself. Does that make sense?
Okay. Do you know anything what the person's going to be like?
I'm hearing sandy-haired or whatever.
And I'm hearing tall. But what tall means to the universe is versus what I think, to me, tall is 6'2 and up.
To me, six foot and up is tall.
I mean, for me, that's tall, because I have tall men in my family, so I'm going 6'2", that's tall. Tall enough, that's tall for me.
So sandy hair and tall, do you know what he does for a living or age or anything like that?
I'm not getting any details on that yet.
No, because I'm hearing tell her she needs to work on her, that's coming across strong.
Can I ask one more quick question?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My son, he's trying to go back and forth, blah, blah, blah. He used to live with me, now he lives with his dad, but I really think he's going to come back one day. When do you see that for me?
How old is he?
He's 12. He'll be 13 next month.
I heard 16, so.
I heard soon. So soon can be 3 years from, or, you know, 3-4 years from now. Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel like it's very, very soon. Like, not, it doesn't feel like 2014. Doesn't feel like 2014. There's stuff that he has to work out with Dad, and there's stuff he's working out with you, but it feels like it's more with Dad, believe it or not.
I know. But
and
so you see, though, like when he's...
Yep.
But not to like 10th grade or something? He's only... He'll be 13 February, he's in 7th grade.
But just so you know, things can change. Don't put in the mindset Beth and Marie said whatever, because we have absolutely no control. If they do their work on a spiritual level, and they do it,
mm-hmm.
the quicker things can turn around. That's the thing. Your man can get to you a lot sooner than the summer. Your work is going to determine what kind of guy you're going to draw in. And if you've made it this far in life, don't you want the best?
Yeah.
So if you want the best, don't you think he deserves to have the best?
Yes.
And when we sit here and we're all honest, if somebody were to come into our lives right now, are we 100% at our best right now? I can honestly say I'm getting there. But I want him to.
I mean, my friends have met men and they weren't. It's perfect. You know what I'm saying? You have to.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Nobody's perfect. We'd be waiting forever to meet someone then.
Well, what are you saying? I think I'm perfect. I'm kidding. But he will be coming there. But there's stuff that you have to do. We all have to do our internal work. We all do. And then you'll be amazed when you do it and you live your life. The right person comes in at a time that you never even expected, and then it's a wonderful surprise.
That's great. Yeah, and I'm going to ask on Monday if I can have more hours at work. Do you see that for me, like in the future?
We already answered two questions.
All right, thanks.
One, but thank you so much for trying.
Okay, bye-bye.
Have a great weekend. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right.
Okay, folks, I just want to sit here and make that statement. That was part of boundaries. We went over the second one, but it's, you know, we're asking one question that people respect that.
Mm-hmm.
But God bless her. She wanted to know. She tried.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we'll get our next caller on. Hello. Who are
Hello,
we speaking
ladies.
With? Where are you calling from?
Yami from Florida.
Hi, Yami. How are you?
Doing good. How are you ladies doing today?
We're doing
very
wonderful.
Good.
Do you have a question or a comment?
First I want to say that I really enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. I really look forward to it. And I did want to just ask, just for, you know, anything general, you see, you know, whatever strikes out at you.
Well, Yami, you are a bright, bright light.
Mm-hmm.
So you are doing your work. Keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
You have some decisions to make. Well, there's some stuff that you know what it is that I'm talking about, but there's some decisions.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like professional and personal. And have you been contemplating some stuff?
Yeah, definitely.
Next step, do I do it, don't I do it? Do I do it, don't I do it?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I'm hearing whatever this is, they're not giving me. Marie might pick up on something else, but you're supposed to move forward.
I'm hearing do
it,
whatever. That's all I heard was do it.
Because this is all about trust right now with you. It's really trusting that you know you're being guided right now. No matter how scary it might be, because we're all there, we're doing stuff we've never done before, but it's going, but I'm fun with it. Life's too dang short.
I'm laughing because I saw the Nike, the swish, and do it.
Just do it.
Okay.
Just jump in, huh?
Yes. Just jump in and do it and know that they're there.
And I heard trust us.
Yep.
That's what they said, trust us.
Yep. So here's the thing is, this is the reason why they're not giving us full details, because nobody can put cords and attachments on it on a conscious level or a subconscious level. That's when we don't get details.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not supposed to, because you don't want anybody else to know about it other than you and, you know, who you're working with on the other side. So that's why we're not getting... But you are on the right track. Keep going and trust. You are way too far, so do it.
And keep talking. They're saying talking to your guides because they are helping you and they're giving you signs.
Yep. And you know that. You know that. We're your validation, and you know we're your validation. That's what you needed. You got two validations right here, plus what you
sounds good.
So there's your three validations.
Great, great, great. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate
you're well
it.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye now.
Good luck to you.
Bye. Enjoy the warmth down there.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty chilly, which is different for us.
Really?
Enjoying
how
it.
Cold. How cold do you say it's chilly?
Don't laugh at me. It says it feels like 55, but it's really 62.
We're laughing at you because we've been at minus 14.
Florida bones, what can I tell you?
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
Like I say, enjoy the warmth. That's warmth for us.
Yeah, that's warm. Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
All right.
Bye.
You too now. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Ooh. All right. Let's see. What do we have? We have about 10 minutes left. 347-327-9360.
We've had some really cool calls. I'm trying to think. There's been similarities.
Yeah. There.
Love life and, you know, what are you picking up? I love when we get the, what do I need to hear? You know, what's here? And just like, you know, Yami, she got her validations right there. Even though she's going, oh, God. You can tell. But it's, you can do it, girl. You can do it. More power. You got two backups right here.
Yep.
We're rooting for you. We're rooting for you. Mm-hmm. So, again, those who have related to and energetically were drawn to her phone call, that could be your second and third validation for Marie and I saying it. If you're going, oh, my God, it's yes for me too, just so you know, it's not just for her. It's for those that this call is jumping out at you.
Mm-hmm.
That, yes, go forward, do it. Because it's for me too. It's for me, too. So it's like, it's not just for the caller. It's for everyone that
absolutely
relates to this.
Absolutely.
So, cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, enjoy your warmth down there.
And then we're supposed to get really cold here tonight in Minnesota and then again on Monday. Are we supposed to have a warm weekend?
Fairly warm.
And you guys, just so
20s.
And you guys, just so you know,
anything above zero is warm at this point.
Anything to do with the weather, it all has to do with the energy shifting. So you guys, that's why we're seeing crazy weather all over the place. But to me, I think this winter has been, believe it or not, Marie doesn't like it, but I'm not a.
Oh, can't stand
I'm a heater. I'm on heat all the time. I'm hot all the time.
Well, there are solar flares too. They're starting up again. So. But you know. I mean, if they're mild enough, hopefully some people may be affected by it. Some people may not.
I feel more solar flares than I do the moons and the retrogrades. The solar flares, I'm going, what is in the solar flares? What is in them? I would love anybody who's a scientist out there who comes across this, call in and give me an explanation. What is in the solar flares?
I wonder if it's the radiation, you know, the extra radiation.
Oh, yep, I'm hearing bingo.
Yeah. Yep.
The radiation.
That affects you. Well, yeah. Because just think, you have such a, you are so, what's the word, affected, your energy is affected like with electronics.
Oh, yes.
So if you have an increased radiation, that even sets it up even more. I mean, I swear, she could just probably look at her phone sometimes and the thing would blow
up. Oh, you guys,
up.
It's hysterical with me and electronics.
Yeah.
My phone freezes up. My computer freezes up. I touch anybody else's. It's like, why isn't it working? It works for you. But it's like, yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah. Well, that's, I would guess the radiation, then it just intensifies that.
Oh, I never thought of that. I'm going, what in God's green earth is in these things?
Mm-hmm. And with Mercury retrograde coming, I mean, if when Mercury retrograde comes, it's all, you know, things don't work like they normally do. Everything, electronics don't work, timelines don't work, contracts, you know, you don't sign things, you don't buy major things because don't go through. They don't move forward. Everything is moving backwards. So to get through Mercury retrograde, if you know that ahead of time, then you can prepare yourself so you don't freak out and say, oh, all right, you know, let me let it go for now and because I know this isn't the right time, nothing is going to move forward, let me revisit, because it's all about let me revisit what I need to get done and get that done during this time. And then when the retrograde is over, then you move forward.
How often? Don't we have Mercury in retrogrades every, like, 90 days?
It's, you know, I
but I swear to God, it's like every month.
Well, I think we have them at least maybe two or three times a year.
Oh, it's more than that.
But, I'll have to check that out because I know last year I think we had three of them.
Oh, we have more than. Otherwise, everybody's misusing the word Mercury's in retrograde. Mercury's in retrograde, but I'm going, I swear it's like every 2 months we're having one. Then how long do they last for? Isn't it 3 weeks?
Yeah, it's about 3 weeks.
And it's just like...
Because that 3 weeks is like the longest 3 weeks. Like, hurry up and get over, man.
Mine,
so I can move forward.
Mine's just the solar flares going, oh, my Lord.
So imagine Beth with a Mercury retrograde and a solar flare.
Jeez. No, the Mercury retrograde's really, I've been really good with those solar flares.
With me, you know, with my real estate business, I actually see an effect during Mercury retrograde because contracts, things just don't go as smoothly. So that's why it's like, oh, God, if I try to keep in mind that, okay, this is just Mercury retrograde, let's try to find a way around the problem, it makes it a lot smoother.
Hmm. That's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very interesting. I keep forgetting about that.
Yeah.
Don't sign contracts. Everything is review.
Yep, review, review.
Review, 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 because we haven't, as a humanity, reviewed enough. Or this girl, I guess I can only speak for myself. So it's like, good Lord. However, we don't have to, when does that start? That's in February, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're clear for this one. Eat it up, you guys. Eat this up.
Yeah.
Eat this up. And as far as I know, I think we're supposed to be in smooth sailing till the end of January. I haven't heard anything. So it's like, eat this up, you guys. This is a nice little break.
Use this time wisely. Use this time to accomplish what you want to get accomplished because the energies are really good. Everything is moving forward. So whatever you want to get out and get started and put into practice, use this time.
And, yep, because March is going to be spring, so be journaling. Put down your plans. Ask for the guidance of what you're supposed to be doing so that you have the plan. Mm-hmm. You can set up the goals. And then you can spring into action. So it's like that's the time we're in right now. So journal, journal, journal.
And also make your vision boards, too.
And vision boards, yep.
Great time to get that done.
I just made one, and I'm going to make another one yet, because now I'm more clear on what it is I specifically want now. So it's like cool beans. So get out there and do it, you guys. You don't have to make them all elaborate, or they can be as elaborate as you want. And it's
or
nothing
you can,
hard.
I put them in my journal. I do a one-page vision board.
There you go.
You know? And because I consider when I do my new moon checks and my intentions, putting that in my journal and pasting stuff in there, that's my vision board.
Yep, I know people who do that.
Mm-hmm.
They do that on a weekly basis of goals that they want to. And the only reason people do any cutouts, you don't have to, you guys. You can write the stuff down. It's just to bring in that energy, and the more you're putting more energy into it because you're putting more thought into it. That's the only reason. And there's a thing called out there, I think it's called mind movies. You do these positive affirmations. And it's you say them every single day, and you should say them several times throughout the day. And I'm doing, like, affirmations, certain affirmations, 20 times in the morning, 20 times at night for 30 days. So I'm on day 18, and I'm really surprised that I'm remembering to do it. There's only one day that I'm going, oops, I forgot to write the PM one, so I just wrote it the next day. It was just the intent of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's different things that you can do, and as you do that, you guys, the more you say it, the more it becomes part of your consciousness and your subconscious way of thinking. So
that's right.
It's a benefit.
Yep.
So
use this time wisely.
Yeah.
So I guess we only have about a minute left. We thank all of our callers today. We had a great bunch, so thank you for calling in.
Yes, thank you.
And we'll be back on air Tuesday night at 7 p.m. We don't know what we're talking about yet, but we'll have it posted on our blog talk page. So if you follow us, you'll get the notifications.
That's
and
right.
If you want to follow our radio show, just click the follow button on the blog talk radio page. And then you get notified whenever a new show has been scheduled. So have a great, great weekend.
Yes.
And we send you love and light.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.